Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Only the Resurrection podcast. This is Noah, and today I just wanted to share the words in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and the grace I received, and just meditating on these words that every day, it's not just one time that I read it, but every day when I wake up, I start the day by reading God's words to meet Jesus and to be filled with his words and to know his heart, his will, and to overcome sin. God's words give me strength and hope. And through God's words, the Holy Spirit leads me to repentance. And I pray to continually read God's words so that my heart doesn't get drawn away by any other thing. But it only faithfully serves one master, Jesus. And so it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, "Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor male prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And that is what some of you were. But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. And because I've been washed, I cannot go back to sin, go back to being an idolater, not just statues, that's oftentimes what I think of an idol, but anything, an idol is anything that I have put above Jesus. And for me, that was sports and school and basically myself. So I cannot go back to being an idolater or being adulterous to Jesus by loving this world. Jesus has crucified the old self, and when he rose again, he raised me up as well, as a new creation, as someone who is washed, someone who is sanctified and justified. And these words are absolute reality, meaning these words are my identity, that I am washed, sanctified, and justified, so that I can come into God's presence to pray to him and worship him and serve him. And also because I've been washed, I cannot dirty myself up again with sin. But because Jesus has washed my sins and made me holy, I pray to remain in his words and in his love, which is fighting against sin." It goes on to say, "Food for the stomach and the stomach for food, but God will destroy them both. The body is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body." This verse struck me that it says, I am made for the Lord and the Lord for the body. It's that I was created to have a personal relationship with Jesus, not to live in sin and live however I want, but I was made to have a personal relationship with Jesus, to love him, to know what he says, and then responding to what he says and walking with him. So if I'm living any other life than walking with Jesus, as in I'm just living and ignoring him, if I'm living as my own Lord, then of course life will be meaningless and hopeless and can only bring temporary joy. But because I am made to worship God and know God, and this relationship goes to eternity because Jesus rose again. So when it says walking with Jesus, that means I am reading his words and receiving these words and surrendering to God's words, that these words are all reality in my life. So it's not my thoughts, what I think is right, or my experiences, but it is God's words that gives me true joy and freedom, so that when I read God's words, I don't just read it and then throw it away, but enjoy and fully enjoy the hope, the promises in God's words, and say yes and amen to these words. We can say that because Jesus was risen from the dead. And so now that really believing in Jesus as Lord, after that, it's now living by God's words, just like the disciples. It says, after he was raised from the dead, his disciples recalled what he had said. Then they believed the scriptures and the words that Jesus had spoken. It's through the resurrection we believe in all of God's words to be true. And really believing in that, we see how the disciples lived. They overcame this world. They totally overcame this world, not being afraid of people, any government, not even death, but overcame this world by having that firm foundation on Jesus and his words. And it goes on to say, by his power, God raised the Lord from the dead, and he will raise us also. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ himself? So when it says that he will raise us also, it's that I have the hope of a resurrection body. That's reality. It's not just a dream or any vague hope that people made up. It is grounded in the fact of Jesus' resurrection, because Jesus rose again and he showed us that resurrection body. He showed that to his disciples. He says that is what we will have. That is what we will have too after this life, the hope of the resurrection. And so it says, do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ himself? So I belong to Jesus, not to any other person or organization. I belong to Jesus. So because of that, I pray to ask him first what he wants before asking anyone else, to know his will. And that just as it says, I'm a member of the body of Christ, I'm also the member with the community, that we are one, the church, the body of Christ, that I'm one with them. So I pray that together as one body, we go forward as Christians to fight against sin and be purified by God's words, to have a clear conscience before him and serve him together. And next it says, the two will become one flesh. But he who unites himself with the Lord is one with him in spirit. So I'm one with Jesus in spirit, that we go together. So what he wants, I want too. What he calls sin and evil, I flee from. And what his will is, I pray that I may surrender my life to do his will, that his will might be done in my life. So it's not my thinking, my will, but it all surrenders to God's heart, his mind, and his will. And so it's all about what Jesus wants, not what I want. His vision, his dream, to build up the church and my brothers, which is to share the gospel with others and serve my church and my school. And so lastly, I would like to read this. Paul says, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. If we read that again, it says that my body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. That when I believe in Jesus as Lord, the Holy Spirit literally comes in me. That now I live as a temple of the Holy Spirit. So I can't just live however I want and go on and sin. But because the Holy Spirit is in me, I must be so attentive and alert to what he wants. Being sensitive to the Holy Spirit, which is also being sensitive and reading God's words. So being aware and listening to the Holy Spirit, because I'm a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in me. And so that I'm now led by the Holy Spirit. And bigger than that, it says, you are not your own, but you were bought at a price. Again, I'm not just here for myself, but God has bought me with his own blood. God's own blood that was shed on the cross. I'm not just here on my own, but I belong to Jesus, that he's my Lord and I'm here for him. And the final thing it says, therefore honor God with your body. Amen. So my prayer is, Lord, I pray to honor you with all my life, my words, my thoughts, my actions, but more importantly, my heart and my motives. I pray that all these things would honor God, would honor you. So I pray for help to honor God and not to live for selfish desires, but to live for your glory, and that it is the Holy Spirit who is in me that helps me to fight against sin and live for the glory of God. Amen. Thank you so much for listening, and please stay in tune for more as we continue to read God's words and share the evidence. Thank you.